Our gospel today says that Zacchaeus was a very wealthy individual, and wealthy people don't generally fare very well in Luke's gospel. You know, earlier in the gospel, we hear about the poor man Lazarus and the rich man who dined sumptuously every day, and that rich man ends up in torment for all eternity. And then we have the rich young man that Jesus says, calls to leave everything behind and follow him. And he goes away sad because he had many possessions. But Zacchaeus is different. This story is going to turn out differently. Even though he's wealthy and he had a prominent job, and he would have had probably a pretty good social network with all the different Roman officials that he could have rubbed shoulders with. But when he hears about Jesus, he does everything he possibly can just to see him. And so what we can see in that is that Zacchaeus was not fulfilled by what he had. He had all the money he wanted. He had a great prominent position, but he was searching for something else. There must have been some emptiness within him that led him to want to see Jesus so badly, to the point where he would even climb up a tree just to get a view of him. And within his heart, there was some glimmer of hope that this man, Jesus, would change everything for him. And when Jesus walks along, he met the desire that Zacchaeus had. Jesus looks up and spots him in the tree, and he addresses him like a friend. He invites himself over to his house and says, "Zacchaeus, today I must come over to your house." You know, imagine how Zacchaeus' heart must have been lifted up at that moment beyond any of his expectations. He might have been afraid of rejection. You know, like how would Jesus respond to him knowing that he was a tax collector? He was living a life of wickedness, extorting money from people probably. But Jesus calls out to him personally by name. And what Zacchaeus discovered is that Jesus loved him personally. And when Zacchaeus realizes that, his heart is so touched and he's so moved that he instantly gives away half of his possessions. And we can see at that moment that his life changes and he changes. And so we can see in this what Zacchaeus was probably looking for in terms of the emptiness within him. And maybe that's the same thing that all of us need, to know that we are personally loved by the God who created us. You know, the deepest need of every human heart, if we look at all the relationships within our lives, friendships are important. Our family relationships are important. But the most fundamental and the deepest relationship we have is with the God who created us. And until we find that relationship in a real and authentic way, there's going to be an emptiness within us. But Zacchaeus finds that relationship. And it satisfies his heart. If Jesus Christ were to come today and to walk through the streets of Urbana, would we go out to meet him? And not just because there'd be a huge crowd there. If people found out that someone who walked the earth 2,000 years ago was walking the earth today, there'd probably be a huge number of people that would go out just to see the festivities. But would we really desire to go out and meet him? Do we have a burning desire in our hearts to encounter Jesus Christ? Or if not, have we on a certain level settled for life without Jesus? Or without a meaningful relationship with him? You know, a lot of times attachments can get in the way of that desire that we should have to meet our Creator. Whether it's wealth, or friendships, or popularity, or sports, or a career. You know, those things can interfere with us seeking out what's most important. Zacchaeus let all those things go. His wealth was not an obstacle to him because he was willing to relinquish it and begin a new life that was completely transformed by Jesus Christ. And so maybe some of us, if we aren't experiencing that joy and that longing within us, maybe it's because there's some other attachment that's primary within our hearts, some sort of false god that we need to let go of before we can experience that longing that Zacchaeus did. Now, the reality is we don't have to dream about Jesus walking through the streets of Urbana as if it's some sort of fantasy. We have Jesus Christ present in the Holy Eucharist, fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. What that means is that Jesus Christ is as present in the tabernacle as he was walking the streets with Zacchaeus. He's silently waiting for us to come to him like Zacchaeus did, ready to climb a tree with that desire to encounter him. But all we need is faith in his words, to believe the words that he said when he said, "This is my body." If we have that faith, then we can recognize that Jesus Christ is just as present in the Holy Eucharist as he was for Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus encountered him personally, and he was filled with joy. The same thing will happen to us. We're not going to be disappointed if we truly encounter Christ in the Eucharist, because every encounter with Jesus Christ brings joy and is transformative. It changes who we are. Whether that's in an instant like it was for Zacchaeus, or whether it's a change and a transformation that happens gradually and deepens with every additional moment we spend in the presence of the Eucharist. And so, if you've never encountered Jesus Christ before, and I'm sure there's people sitting in the pews today who have never encountered him the way that Zacchaeus did, don't be discouraged. And don't think that there's something wrong with the Mass or something wrong with the Eucharistic adoration, as if there's something missing. There's not. And don't think that this is something that isn't for you, that maybe this was for Zacchaeus and other people, but not for you. Because the reality is, it's for each and every one of us. And so I encourage us to let go of any baggage that we have and climb the tree with Zacchaeus. Desire Jesus the way that Zacchaeus did. And as you look upon the Eucharist at Mass today, following the consecration, and you look upon the presence of Christ, welcome him with love into your life. Encounter him and welcome him like Zacchaeus did. And he will transform you, and he'll fill us with joy, and we won't be disappointed.